I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Starting a business on your own can be lonely and worrying. Selling online multiplies this issue tenfold. Getting expert help is a great way to reduce anxiety, wasted time, and confusion. The Amazing FBA Mentoring Program is in its fourth year of helping sellers to get started on Amazon. By now, we have former clients who have, starting from scratch, done six figures and even in one case, seven figures a year. Obviously, these are not typical results. These are exceptional people. Nevertheless, we can help you get launched faster, safer, and with a much higher chance overall of success. With clients from Melbourne, Australia to Manchester, England, we bring a genuinely international perspective. To find out more, go to amazingfba.com/mentoring. Thanks for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your host, Michael Veazey, and welcome back to Amazing FBA Podcast. Today, I'm here with the founder of Amazon Optimization and Listing Agency, Kenji ROI, Danny Carlson. He's also the host of the Actualize Freedom Podcast and a lifestyle enthusiast, which is a lovely phrase I haven't heard of before, living in Bali. I guess if I lived in Bali, compared to the weather over here in London right now, I'd be an enthusiast as well. So Danny, warm welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be on here. And yeah, actually, our sales guy, Phil, is from the UK as well. And he says the same thing about being out here. He'd much rather be over here in Bali surfing than in the middle of the UK winter.
Absolutely. So yeah, tell me a little bit more about that before we plunge into content, because obviously you put that out there. You're in Bali. That's pretty cool. So give us a little bit of background and then we'll plunge into our first topic, which is looking at the words in an Amazon listing.
Yeah, so Bali actually has a really good Amazon seller community. Just today, there was a lunch meetup with maybe 10 or 15 Amazon sellers there. It's a pretty good community there, and not just Amazon sellers, but people who have online businesses in general. I have a few people out here who have very large, multiple seven-figure e-commerce businesses, a few eight-figure e-commerce businesses, and the living expenses are a fraction of what it would be in some place like Los Angeles or New York. So they are keeping a lot more money than those people.
Wow, that's quite a textbook for our work week stuff. So earning dollars and living whatever the currency is in Bali. So I have to admit, I don't know what that is, but interesting. Yeah, and there's one member of the one of the 10K Collective Mastermind in London who used to live in Thailand, but is now in Barcelona, which is a much more expensive city. So interesting to think that there's such a big sort of expat community there. I know Thailand, there's quite a few Amazon sellers, right? But Bali is not something I come across, but it makes sense. I mean, you could work literally anywhere in the world. Why would you not work somewhere with good weather? So yeah, living the dream. So obviously, if we want what you got, we got to do what you did. So let's plunge into, I know you got a presentation about sales and keyword optimization. So rather than reinvent the wheel, let's go over to your presentation.
So this is a methodology that basically I have come up with this over the course of creating more than 1,000 listings for our clients at Kenji ROI. So that's where this experience comes from, called the triple optimized Amazon listing. And it is the three essential pieces that must be executed to perfection for a dangerously effective Amazon listing. It's based off of the principle of exponential growth. So if you're only doing one of these three things, your growth is going to be a very straight line. It's going to be linear. Right. But if you're familiar with the concept of compound interest, it is a slow but steady curve upwards where the vast majority of the growth comes in the last little bit. So if you're doing all three of those things, then you're creating the exponential effect that helps the entire thing grow much faster. So what exactly is a triple optimized Amazon listing? It is a methodology that I developed through Kenji ROI to maximize click-through and conversion rates on Amazon product listings in a reliable and repeatable way. It goes over all of the most key things. Keyword optimization. You should know what that is if you are getting into Amazon, optimizing for the right keywords for search, right? Key info communication is one that a lot of people don't pay enough attention to. And if you're not getting it right, it doesn't really matter the rest of your listing. Persuasive desire optimization. It's more talking about copywriting principles. We're going to go a little bit into that. So first off, keyword optimization. It is probably the most important thing because this is how we show the Amazon ranking algorithm our product is the most relevant item for specific search phrases. So number one, relevancy is definitely more important than the search volume of keywords or the volume of keywords. So it doesn't matter if there's a few keywords that have way, way more search volume, but they're just not quite relevant enough. If they're a little bit too broad, you don't want to target your entire listing around those keywords, because people searching for those really broad keywords are not actually very likely to buy your product. Maybe there's a really high search volume, but the click-through rate onto your listing from that search traffic is going to be really low. And not only that, it's going to be really bad traffic, because people are probably looking for something related to your product. Maybe it's in the same category, but they haven't put in a specific enough search yet to know that they're actually looking for your product. Maybe they're looking for, you know, something completely different in the same category. And number two, title is the most important place for your keywords. So you want to have your top three phrases in your title in exact phrase order. And we're going to go over a good structure of that in a second here. And use your subject matter fields for your top phrases in exact match. So whatever you decide your top most relevant keywords with the highest search volume out of that relevancy, put those into your subject matter field in the exact order that it shows up in your keyword software. And your top five phrases should be in at least three different text fields in exact match. A lot of people say, don't repeat keywords anywhere on your listing. I say your top five most important phrases should be repeated in your listing, just to really ensure that Amazon sees those as super relevant and that they're not going to be de-indexed like randomly. If your description gets de-indexed for some reason, then it's still actually showing up in two more places in your listing. So here is the structured titles that I mentioned there. Oh, that is my dinger telling me that I need to stop working, but it's not time to stop working yet. We still got more work to do. So the first little bit there is the main search phrase in exact match. So the main search phrase, this is very important. It needs to describe what your product is all by itself with no more clarifying words. If it is too broad, if you say water bottle, for example, but your product is a stainless steel water bottle, then water bottle is too broad. It might be a plastic water bottle, it might be something else. Stainless steel water bottle is good. If it was, you know, BPA free stainless steel water bottle, then now we're getting into territory where there's probably not enough search volume for that word. So it would be stainless steel water bottle. Followed by that, you want to put your most important describing information. And we're going to get more into key info optimization in a second, but this is why this is so important, is you need the most important information that someone needs in order to click on your product from the search results page or from one of your competitors' listings. If there is a piece of information for Bluetooth headphones, for example, if they're specifically looking for Bluetooth headphones that are only compatible with an iPhone, I know that's not a thing, but let's just say it was, then they need to see iPhone Bluetooth headphones in order to click your product. If you're scrolling, you don't want to waste your time clicking on products that are not what you're looking for. So you need to make sure that that most key information is in that second part of the title to increase your click-through rate. And then after that, I like to put my second main search phrase, whatever that is, the most important one, place it in there and place it in a way that is readable and also pairs with some other information. It's not just keyword stuffing. After that, like main benefit, you can tie that into one of the main benefits of the product. And then at the very end, I like to put the third main search phrase, just so we're not repeating the same thing over and over again. If you put three search phrases right at the start of your title, you're just kind of repeating the same thing three times. And then you're wasting the opportunity to show the customer the information they need to make the click. So let's talk about subject matter fields for a second. I mentioned there that this is a really high priority place to be putting your keywords. And for most categories, you'll find that over in the keywords and description tab when you're editing your listing. For clothing, you will not find the subject matter fields, unfortunately. And the best way to optimize those subject matter fields, I touched on this quickly earlier, is you want to be using all five fields up to 50 bytes or characters each, and use your top five exact match phrases in there, and then fill it out with your most important keywords in exact match order. And you also want to be placing your top five search phrases across at least three text fields. So if you're watching on video, I just have a very quick little Word document open here with my top five search phrases. And then underneath each one, I've written the different areas. So title, bullets, description, subject matter. And I can just go through the document with my listing in it. And I can go Control F to search for that keyword. I can see where it shows up. And if it's not showing up in at least three areas of the listing, I'm going to go add it in there. Just write it in a way that makes sense with that bullet point or with that piece of the description. Not keyword stuffing. You want to just massage it a little bit so you can get those keywords in there. Now we're moving on to what I think is the most underutilized or underestimated piece of an Amazon listing. It's key info communication is what I like to call it. Basically, it's identifying the key information shoppers are scanning for and prioritizing and placing it in strategic areas to maximize click-through and conversion rates. So we touched on this a little bit before. Like, what are the most key things that shoppers are looking for in order to click on the product? Maybe for products that people make food in, BPA-free is a really big one, especially for baby products. And, you know, for iPhone X, if it is a specific phone case, then people are only looking for a phone case that is compatible with their phone. Pack of 20 would be a good one because people can quickly scan and see the dollar to value ratio. It's like, oh, this is a pack of 20 and it looks really good for that price. Then I'm going to click on it. When people are scanning search results, their brains have to scan and process a massive amount of info on the search results page. You want to bypass that process. You don't want them to be looking at it and wondering if that's the product for them. You want to immediately have them see that. And Amazon is a comparison shopping engine. And attention that isn't expertly gained and held is going to slip straight to competing product pages. The person who has the most optimized title and main image, and as long as you have decent reviews and price, you're going to get the click, right? When you're compared directly against other products. It's all about speed and ease of communication of the right key product info. So here's a few examples. I have up on my screen some examples of Amazon search results pages, and it's just showing the things, the only things really that people are comparing against each other when deciding what product to click on. And this is all happening subconsciously, like at lightning speed in the brain, right? We're really just diving in and analyzing this. So I have circled here the main image. It's the one image that's going to show up on the search results page. I have circled the price. I have circled the reviews, the review rating, and the number of reviews. Those things, you don't have as much control over the price and the review rating. So you do have a lot of control over the main image and the first little bit of the title. You know, people are probably not going to read your entire bit of the title, right? Just the first bit is optimized. So between that main image and the first half or so of your title, does the customer, can they know exactly what your product is and all the key information about that product? Obviously, you can't put everything, so you have to decide what is the most important to optimize in those locations. And here on my screen, again, I have the priority of these places. So if someone did click on your listing, the first three images are the most important. So think of it this way. If someone only saw the first three images, would they know most of the things they need to know to purchase your product? Just think about it. What is the order of information that is most important for them to see? And then think about that when you're ordering your images. And the second most important place is the first little bit of your title, especially on mobile. It's going to be even less that they're going to see. So is the most important information there. The third place would be your A+ content description, which is an EBC description, same thing. If you have brand registry or just use an HTML formatted description, if you do not have brand registry, the fourth most important place would be the first 70 characters of your top three bullet points. They can, you know, Amazon will only show the first three bullet points in a lot of categories, forcing you to click to open the rest. So the first three are way more important than the other ones. And you should be using some benefit-driven headings at the start of those bullet points to just get people to read the rest of your bullet points. Don't just have a bunch of text that is difficult for people to read. You want to optimize that. There are 26 visible competitor products on all of your product pages. In this one example that I have on my screen right now, that is sponsored products related to this item. What other items do customers buy after viewing this item? Compare with similar items. There's just inundated with so many different attempts for Amazon to show the customer different products in case the product listing they're on isn't the one they're looking for. So even if someone is on your listing, if they're not finding what they're looking for, they're not finding the information they need, or they're not convinced that your product is for them, they are incredibly likely to click onto your competitor's product listing pages. And conversely, your product is going to show up on their listing pages, whether that's organically through Amazon's algorithm or you're actually running some Amazon ads to show up on those competitors' listings. If you're the one that's more optimized, you're going to steal those sales from your less optimized competitors. So it's a double-edged sword there. Now we're going to move on to persuasive desire optimization. This is the third piece of the triple optimized Amazon listing. It's about using sales psychology to portray your product as the bridge from your customer's undesirable current situation to an improved future situation. So a few tenets of that. Here is a good framework. So starting off with aggravating the pain. You want your customer to literally feel what it's like to have that aggravation of whatever the solution your product provides is. And then you want to present your product as the solution. Your product will solve that problem for you and then illustrate a happy future without the pain. So basically, that's just creating a bridge in your customer's mind from this undesirable situation to future improved situation with your product as the way to get there. It's very powerful when done correctly. You want to create a powerful visual for shoppers where they can feel the pain, then literally envision how their lives will be improved once they own your product. So a really good optimized listing can create that desire through the copywriting and through the imagery where the customer can much more easily visualize how this is going to improve their life and how it's going to remove that pain. Sales copywriting is a skill mostly based in psychology, not writing or English skills. So I actually learned the art of writing sales copy, and I would consider myself quite a good sales copywriter. I am not a good writer otherwise. I think I only took writing up until grade 10, and then I just like honestly barely graduated high school because I skipped a lot of high school and just partied a lot. And I still managed to become a good sales copywriter. So very different skills. Yeah, sales copywriting is very, very important when it comes to that. Now, the art of sales in written form is called sales copy or sales copywriting. I just wanted to define that for people who are not sure. They think copywriting, it's like getting the copyright, like the IP, the intellectual property. It's copywriting with a W. Writing copy is the art of writing text that has to do with making sales. It's a very different skill than writing. And I think it's the single most valuable skill an entrepreneur can learn. It not only is about just writing sales pages and writing Amazon listings and writing sales emails, it is about the art of getting inside the mind of your prospective customer and understanding what are the buying triggers for them, what are their pains, what are their desires, and then crafting your product to solve those desires in the mind of your customer. It's a very, very powerful thing that will help not only your sales and marketing stuff, but it's going to help you design better products and position your products much better for your target customer. So the best books I found on copywriting are Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene M. Schwartz. That is one. They actually just recently brought that back into print. It was out of print for many years, but it has such a high demand now because it's just known as the Bible of copywriting that they actually brought it back into print. So you don't have to buy a used copy for $500 on eBay anymore. And a really super easy one is This Book Will Teach You How to Write Better by Neville M. Medora. This is a super fast book to read. I think you could probably read the whole book in 15 minutes. And it's just like no BS, no fluff. It just goes over some really good core tenets of copywriting. So it's probably the best 15 minutes you're ever going to spend to go from not knowing anything about copywriting to having a good basic understanding of copywriting. So there it is right there. That is the triple optimized Amazon listing methodology. To recap there, that is keyword optimization, having the right keywords placed in the right places within your listing for Amazon's algorithm. Number two, key info optimization. That is having the right info, the most important info in the most important places to get the customer to click on your listing and then eventually convert into a sale. And then three, persuasive desire optimization, positioning your product as the bridge to take the customer from their current undesirable situation to their future desirable situation. And that is the presentation, guys. Hopefully you got some good value out of that and can apply it to your own Amazon listings.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Danny. That's a brilliant, brilliant, very comprehensive set of work, but also very beautifully, concisely put together. I'm not going to add anything to this. I've got a few questions, but we can dive into that in the future episodes. I'm going to leave that pretty much a clean presentation because it's beautifully done. So I'm going to leave that there. And on our next episode, we are going to talk about product photography, which is obviously the flip side of the word structure that you've been talking about. And then we're going to plunge in another episode into A+ content or EVC, enhanced brand content, and exactly how to deep dive into that, because that's obviously quite new to quite a few people. But for now, thank you very much, Dan. That was an excellent, excellent, clear presentation.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.